One, I played you Sugar Smacks, Take It Easy featuring Muneo, and ahead of that I played you the one hit wonder Sunshine Anderson with Heard It All Before. She's actually a radio presenter right now, so at least she joined the progressive bunch, man. At least she did that. So right now we are about to have a conversation with industrial psychologist and career coach Fiona Martin to talk to us about the mistakes that we usually make during interviews, as well as how we can ask for that feedback. You are listening to Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Good morning, Fiona. Welcome to the Tailored Experience.
Thank you so much, Likani, for having me on.
So what are some of the common mistakes that we make when in an interview?
Yeah, I think, you know, just to kick off with, you know, some of the, I think, you know, less obvious ones is when you go into an interview, first and foremost, you need to have a very clear understanding of one, the job, mm-hmm. and two, of the company. And that information normally is made available to you. So you do have some people who go into the interview, they don't know much about the company, or they haven't read much, or they haven't really researched much about the job. Mm-hmm. And that basically puts employers off, because it sort of indicates that, you know, you're not being intentional when you make application. So that's, I think, one mistake. A second one, you know, that people make, and, you know, this is generally, I think, a norm in the industry, is discussing or bringing up money too early. In fact, the advice is often, you know, only bring up the money issue when the employer brings it up first.
Okay.
So even though you won't go in an interview and discuss money, normally in the first one, you know, that's not going to be brought up.
Mm.
At least you need to have a good understanding of how much is it that you're looking for, because it might actually be brought up on the spot and, you know, you might find yourself not having an idea of what you want to ask for. Another thing as well where, you know, candidates fail is, you know, having long-winded answers. So a lot of times, you know, you answer the questions, but at the end of the interview, the employer might feel you didn't actually really, you know, respond or speak to the sort of information that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that I always, you know, advise to people is to use the STAR methodology. And STAR stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result. Basically, almost any interview question, you know, that you can answer, you basically use that as a format to structure your answer.
Mm.
So, for example, if they ask you, you know, tell us of a time where you had to deal with conflict. So you could even, you know, say out the words and say, look, the situation was, you know, ABCD happened. The action that I had to take was, you know, ABC.
Mm-hmm.
The result was, you know, ABC. And then the action was, and the result was. In essence, it helps you to keep your answer concise, because what happens is when you don't think of it in a structured manner, you end up blabbing. And then at the end of it, you actually realize that, you know, even the employer gets lost, you know, in trying to listen to your story and having too much unnecessary detail that's in it.
So how and when would be the best time for me to ask for feedback from the interviewers?
Yeah, so I mean, so first question, you know, that people ask is, you know, am I entitled to feedback? You know, and the answer is absolutely you are. If you've attended for an interview, you are entitled to feedback.
Okay.
The harsh reality, though, is that you're not always going to get it, even after you ask for it. So if it's such a case where the interview ends, one of the questions you should always leave with is, when can I follow up? So the employer will give you an indication of, okay, you know, we're still in more interviews, maybe try us in 3 weeks. So that way it gives you a timeline, you know, that they have sort of, you know, indicated to you. If they don't say anything, or maybe you didn't get a chance to ask, I think 2 weeks is normally a decent time to follow up, you know, and then just say, look, I'm just following up to see if there's been sort of any results, you know, following my interview. So even in spite of that, you might still not get an answer. So I always recommend to people to say, for me, maximum 3 follow-ups, and then, you know, from there you let it go. So you can try over email. Maybe the first 2 times you can ask over email. If you don't get a response, maybe then you can, in your last attempt, you know, try and call the recruiter or the HR person. But even then, you might not get a response. And if you feel like, okay, you know, you followed up enough, then it's time to move on, because otherwise you sort of start becoming a pest.
Talking about the feedback, is it possible for me to get, like, in-depth feedback about how I answered the questions, not just about if I got the job or not, but how I answered the questions? Did I do, you know, were they satisfied with the way I conducted the interview, whether I get the job or not? Can I get such in-depth information?
Yeah, so in theory, you should be able to get such information, because they normally record. And in fact, I mean, that's how they deliberate over, you know, whether you're suitable or not. But there's 3 reasons why employers are often reluctant or don't give feedback. So the first is that the volumes they deal with. So they always say, look, we have so many interviews and so many candidates, we really don't have time to go in depth with each and every single person. The second is that, you know, many of them are wary that it opens them up to, you know, potential legal action. So, for example, if they give you feedback about a particular thing, you might have candidates that want to contest that, you know, and end up taking you to the CCMA or something of that sort. Because remember, the labor law applies as well to job candidates. Even if you're not employed there, if a candidate feels that, okay, I might have been discriminated against, they are actually, you know, eligible to take you and sort of, you know, question your whole process. So because of that, they're often reluctant to go into details because it might open them up to that. Another thing, you know, which I feel is, I think sometimes, you know, in the harsh reality is that employers cannot always justify objectively how they made their candidate choice. So if maybe there was some favoritism, maybe some bias or something of that sort, which actually, you know, resulted in how they chose, they obviously wouldn't be reluctant because maybe they don't really have any objective information to sort of justify why you didn't get the job over the other. So yeah, the quick answer to that is yes, you are entitled. You can try and ask, but you might not always get the response that you're looking for.
Yeah, because I feel, Fiona, it's very important. I mean, I might not be getting the job because I'm wearing very ugly shoes that nobody likes. And, you know, I need to find out whether I should leave those shoes at home for my next interview. But thank you so much for taking your time out, Fiona. We really do appreciate it. And if any job seeker would like to get in touch with you for any career advice or for your services, how can they do that?
Yeah, so I've got a blog that I run. It's fionamartin.com. Fiona is spelled with a P-H-I-O-N-A. And you can also follow me on social media. So I share a lot of career advice. I've got blogs. I've got tips. I've got tools. So if you follow me on social media, there's a lot of information that I make available to job seekers.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Fiona.
Thank you, Slekani.
There you have it, man. I think so many useful things that you were saying here. We need to get the feedback. But the only thing that you need to leave the interview with is, when can I do a follow-up? And then they will give you the timeline. Do not just get into the conversation straight after the interview. Also the money, man. We would like to know what we're dealing with financially, but she says leave that alone. Let them bring that up. You know what I mean? Thank you so much yet again to her for her time. And in a short while, we'll introduce you to something exciting. It's called The Fan Zone. Do stay tuned.